time is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Hey, all you big chiefs and voodoo queens, Brother Louie here. Can't make it to New Orleans for Mardi Gras? Well, check this out. KGNU and the Colorado Friends of Cajun and Zydeco are going to bring Mardi Gras right to you on Saturday, March 4th at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. Come dance and groove to Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. Stuff your face with Cajun food from Oscar Blues and get your second wind with some Avery beer and all kinds of wine and spirits at the bar. And don't forget to have a piece of king cake. Hey, one more thing, it's dress-up time. Wear your funkiest stuff and enter the costume contest. There will be prizes. Remember, that's Saturday, March 4th at the Avalon Ballroom, 6185 Arapahoe Road in Boulder. Doors at 6:30, dance lesson at 7, and Curly starts making some Zydeco trouble at 8. For tickets, go to kgnu.org and get you some.
Support comes from Treefort Music Fest in downtown Boise, Idaho. 5-day discovery passes are available until the first artist announcement. More at treefortmusicfest.com/discovery or by calling TMF888-2017.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, in honor of Women's History Month, which is the month of March, we're going to present rags by two well-known women of the day, certainly pioneering women, each in her own right. And we will start with May Frances Aufderheide. May Aufderheide was born in Indianapolis, Indiana, May 21st, 1888. Perhaps she got her name May from the fact that she was born in the month of May. She was born to wealth, and so she grew up in a proper home, shall we say, and when she was of proper age, she was sent back east to go to finishing school, as was the case with well-born young children in those days. And while she was back east attending a finishing school, she ran into some bad companions. At least that's what her father thought. She had studied piano along the way, and she ran into somebody who started showing her ragtime. And so she began playing it, and pretty soon she started composing it. And her first rag, called The Dusty Rag, published in 1908, was a big hit. Her father, at first, was pretty upset with this particular turn of events, but being a businessman, he decided that maybe there was some money to be made here because his daughter was doing well. So he started his own music publishing company, the J.H. Aufderheide Music Publishing Company, and not only published all the rest of his daughter's works, but also works by Paul Pratt, Julia Niebergall, Gladys Yelvington, and a few others, I think. So we're going to be turning to the works of May Aufderheide. Sadly, she married, and after she married, she quit writing ragtime, and so that was the end of that. She died in Pasadena, California in 1972, but she was really the first major female ragtime composer and one who was notably successful at her craft. So let's start right off with that first piece, The Dusty Rag from 1908. And here to bring it to us is the Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra. The Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra played Dusty Rag by May Auferheide from 1908. That same year, the first one was not published by her father, but from here on in, the rest of these were published by her father and did very well. Same year, 1908, we have the Richmond Rag, probably named for Richmond, Indiana, since May was from Indiana. And here to play it for us this evening are the Elite Syncopators on a very, very early recording of theirs. Thank you. Well, that was short and sweet. The Richmond Rag, as played by the Elite Syncopators. That was Terry Parrish on piano. Well, in 1909, she had another big hit. She called this The Thriller. And I think it's, in my mind, it's very poorly named because it doesn't sound like something that would send chills up your spine or anything like that. But that's what they called it. She called it, I should say. And we have it tonight by the Dave Dolwitz Ragtime Ensemble from Adelaide, South Australia, in a live performance that dates from Dave Dolwitz, Ragtime Ensemble in a live recording, and The Thriller by May Aufderheide, of course. Also from 1909, she wrote a piece called The Buzzer Rag. And to play it is Virginia Eskin. Thank you. Virginia Eskin has brought us Buzzer Rag, another of May Aufderheide's great rags. Coming now to my personal favorite, one that I have learned to play myself and never seem to get tired of. It's from 1910. It's called A Totally Different Rag, and there's speculation that she named that because it uses the sixth chord, which was kind of unusual to be put into compositions way back in 1910. Here to play it tonight is a great German pianist, Marcus Schwartz. Isn't that a great piece? Nicely played by Marcus Schwartz, called A Totally Different Rag. Turning now to another piece from 1910 by May Aufderheide, here is her Blue Ribbon Rag. And our performer tonight is Mimi Blay. As many of our regular listeners know, Mimi takes a song and really turns it into her own. So we'll see what she can do with this one. Thank you. Well, that was played at twice the speed that I'm sure May Aufderheide would have approved of, but a very interesting arrangement of her Blue Ribbon Rag, as played by Mimi Blay from Canada. And our last May Aufderheide rag, written in 1911, shortly before she got married, is called the Novelty Rag. And our performer this evening is Frederick Hodges. Good way to end with a flourish there with Frederick Hodges playing Novelty Rag by May Aufderheide. Well, that was the end of her career shortly after she got married. She quit writing music, and we still have these pieces, however, to remember her and to remember that she was a pioneering ragtime American woman at the beginning of the 20th century. Let's turn now to our second pioneering ragtime woman, and her name is Charlotte Blake. She was born May 30th, 1885, in Franklin County, Ohio. She was the oldest of six siblings. Started her professional music career in 1903 at age 18. She was working originally as a clerk at the Whitney Warner Publishing Company in Detroit, Michigan, but then she became a staff writer, an arranger, and a music demonstrator for Whitney Warner, and Whitney Warner would soon be bought out by the publishing giant Jerome Remick. She ultimately turned out to be a fairly prolific composer for the publisher, turning out about 35 titles, many of them marches and waltzes, as well as some ragtime. This was done initially without recognition of her gender to the general public. Even Detroit city directories at the time show Charlotte's occupation as merely clerk or pianist. Early acknowledgments in publicity, trade magazines, and on sheet music covers, although generous in their prominence, listed her as C. Blake until she was 21. A typical announcement from 1907, however, read, Jerome H. Remick and Company, music publishers, are exploiting a new March two-step called Curly, written by Miss Charlotte Blake. This piece has just come off the press. So there, one of the first female composers in ragtime to actually be referred to as by her original name, namely Charlotte, instead of just C. Let's listen to Curly. Here is Nora Hultz. That was Nora Hultz to bring us Curly by Charlotte Blake from 1907. Well, in spite of the alleged handicaps that her gender reportedly served her and her obvious talent at composing songs and waltzes, Charlotte Blake showed a propensity for syncopated ragtime as well. She composed her two most famous rags, the Gravel Rag and That Poker Rag, in 1908 and 1909, respectively. So let's listen to the first one, Gravel Rag, from 1908. This is one piano, but two performers, Jack and Chris Bradshaw. Jack and Chris Bradshaw, four hands, one piano, and The Gravel Rag by Charlotte Blake from 1908. Here is the Wishbone Rag from 1909, and here is Tom Breyer. Thank you. Tom Breyer has brought us Wishbone Rag from 1909 by Charlotte Blake. Well, another of her better-known rags was also written that same year, 1909. It's called That Poker Rag. And to bring it to us this evening is a group from upstate Michigan. Here is the River Raisin Ragtime Review. Snappy version of that. That Poker Rag, it's called, from 1909. That was the River Raisin Ragtime Review. Well, from that same year comes a piece called Yankee Kid by Charlotte Blake, and we'll get Nora Hultz back for an encore on that.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you heard echoes of, Yankee Doodle. Yes, name slipped my mind there for a minute. That was the Yankee Kid, as performed by Nora Hulse, written by Charlotte Blake. And a lot of Yankee Doodle in that one. Well, her last rag that she wrote was written in 1911. It's called That Tired Rag, and maybe by then she was kind of tired of writing ragtime because she went on to write, a whole bunch of waltzes and songs after that, but this was the last of her rags. And so to bring it to us is the New Columbian Brass Band.
Hey, blues lovers, this is Big Daddy. Join us on March 17th at 6 p.m. when we'll be paddling down the rivers and tributaries of Muddy Waters. A special compilation CD will be available with your heartfelt pledge. Once again, the rivers and tributaries of Muddy Waters on Friday, March 17th at 6 p.m. on your community radio station, KGNU.
Well, we just listened to That Tired Rag right before that announcement. That was the New Columbia Brass Band. And then, as I said, she stopped writing ragtime, but was writing a series of songs and waltzes over the next several years. So let's listen to one of those waltzes. This one from 1913. It's called Queen of the Roses. And we'll get Tom Breyer back for an encore on that one. ¶¶ Tom Breyer and a lovely, lovely version of Queen of the Roses Waltz by Charlotte Blake. Likely beginning after America entered World War II, Charlotte went to California, worked for some 20 years at Douglas Aircraft Corporation as a clerk. Stayed around in Hollywood until the 1950s, eventually relocated to Santa Monica and died there in 1979 at age 95. A pioneering ragtime woman who, against the odds in a man's world, rose to prominence and did very, very well. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America this evening as we celebrated some women in ragtime during Women's History Month. Come back again, won't you? Time is 9:01. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks as always, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. Thanks for joining me. Tonight we go from lions to lambs here on March's first edition of Swing Shift, and I hope you'll stay tuned for some really fun sounds. Well, it's March, and we are looking forward to spring arriving this month, and what fun that'll be. Always nice to have winter close out its season for warmer weather. So back in 58 and 59, back in the old days when a major television broadcast channel would broadcast jazz, around this time of year they would broadcast Benny Goodman and his orchestra, and his theme was always this, Swing Into Spring, featuring Doc Severinsen at the trumpet.
Thank you.